ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be examining a very important question. This question is related to one of our most important pillars of our Islamic faith. And I am specifically referring to the concept of prophethood and nubuwwat, which means the delegation of human beings by God for the guidance of mankind and the bestowing of divine knowledge in the form of revelation, wahi, upon them, so that they can convey the gist of that knowledge to humanity, and so that humanity can, upon acting upon the dictates of that knowledge, can be saved and acquire salvation in the hereafter. Today, the question we want to ask in connection with this concept is, what are the benefits of nubuwwat and prophethood, and what is the rationale behind the delegation of these human beings? In some of our previous sessions, we have looked at and examined some of the reasons and causes for the delegation of the prophets. Today, we're going to be examining another one, and that is the purification of good moral traits and the refinement of ethical characteristics. In this connection, we can take inspiration from one of the blessed verses of the Holy Quran. In the Holy Quran, we read the following. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. It is He who sent to the unled people an apostle from among themselves. Why? To recite to them His signs, to purify them, and to teach them the book and wisdom. And earlier, they had indeed been in a manifest error. As we can clearly see, one of the philosophies behind the delegation of the prophets is the purification of humanity from evil traits. In this connection, it has been narrated that the Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he said the following, I was sent to complete the noble moral virtues. This is a very famous prophetic tradition. Bu'istu li'utammima makarimal akhlaq. I was sent to complete the noble moral virtues. It's also been narrated that Imam Ali alayhi salam said the following. So he sent his messengers among them, and he sent prophets one after another to help lead them to the covenant of their innate nature, and to remind them of his blessings that they had forgotten, to show them proofs through propagation, to extract for them the treasures of their intellects, and to show them the signs of his potential. Right? In this blessed tradition and hadith, the Imam, he counts a lot of different reasons for prophethood. Amongst them, the one that we're specifically concerned about today is this part of the hadith where the Imam says to help lead them to the covenant of their inner nature, right? This is the part that we are specifically concerned about. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the rationale behind the delegation of the prophets in the light of the Quran and hadith. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Rabbana ya Rabbana.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.